The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I am president and CEO of Friedman Financial, and I am delighted to be with you this bright and early morning, this Sunday morning. And I will tell you, I'm up a little early this morning because I was so excited about what just happened last night. Last night, I was at the North Shore Music Theater, and I saw The Wizard of Oz. If you haven't been to the North Shore Music Theater recently, you've got to get there anyways. But the show, the performance of The Wizard of Oz is fabulous. And I really encourage you, swing down there, pick up some tickets, go see the show. And if you get there early, swing by the Broadway Club. We happen to host the Broadway Club area. There's some snacks. There's some food. Just go enjoy it. And they have a clean bathroom, too. You know, that is one of the biggest benefits of being part of the Broadway Club. But I want to just also welcome you all back. It's been a while since I've actually been around the past couple of weeks. I've been traveling in Europe, believe it or not. Got to see other parts of the world. And I will tell you, it's a lot of fun to travel the world. If you haven't done it, if you haven't gone over there to Europe, I'd encourage you to do so. It still amazes me that they can't give you a full big glass of water and they won't put enough ice in a glass, but the coffee is outstanding. The bread is even better. The cheese is even better than that. And if you've been to Belgium, like I was in Belgium, the chocolate and the frites, the French fries. Have you ever had French fries with mayonnaise? You must be thinking, oh, that's got to be disgusting. In Belgium, French fries with mayonnaise, it's the way to go. Europe's a great place to visit. My wife and I got to spend 2 weeks over there because our kids were away at camp for a few weeks. It's one of the benefits that I hope everybody gets an opportunity to in your personal financial life, to be able to get a chance to spend some money on something that you really enjoy doing. And, you know, part of what financial planning is all about is trying to improve and maintain a better quality of life. And that sometimes doesn't always mean paying the bills and paying the mortgage, paying the dance bills, whatever it might be. It's putting some money aside so that you can get to do what you want to do. And in my case, with my five children, four of them were away at summer camp for the month of July, or for the most of the month of July. My oldest daughter, Mindy, got a great job in Boston working for a company called Next Event, and she's absolutely loving that. And so it gave my wife and I the opportunity to spend 2 weeks over in Europe, and we really, really enjoyed it. And the best thing, think about this, if you're a retiree, if you're thinking about retirement, one of the biggest fears that a lot of people have is the fact that, oh my God, when I stop working, I'm going to have to spend a lot of time with my spouse. It's like dating all over again. And that was kind of like what 2 weeks in Europe was like for Laura and I. We'll be married almost 21 years, and we found out at the end of the 2 weeks, we still like each other. And that was like the biggest aha. It was really very refreshing to know that we still can get along even without having to run errands for the kids. Perhaps that's like you. And by the way, if you haven't seen the movie Life at 40, we watched that on the plane. You got to see the movie Life at 40. I can't tell you how many times I laughed watching that movie. But I've really digressed this morning. I know I'm going way off subject. This is a money show, and we talk about financial issues. Dollars and Cents is all about giving you financial advice in a language you can understand, and I'm going to deliver that to you today. We're going to give you all sorts of pieces of information, things that are available in the news, things that have been going on recently. As you well know, the stock market, after having a couple tough weeks, as we suggested on this show, we all knew it was going to happen, has remarkably responded and turned around very, very quickly, all of a sudden hitting new highs this week. It's unbelievable how responsive and resilient the stock market has been. And one of the things that we're going to talk about in the third segment of our show is about investing, and does it make sense to be tactical? Does it mean it makes sense to get in and get out and get in and get out? We'll give you some thoughts about that. And if you've been listening to the show, you know what my opinion is on that already. But let me kind of give you a little rundown on how Dollars and Cents works each and every Sunday. We break this into four segments. The first segment is what I call our smart money tip of the week. And I'm going to give you a little smart money tip in just a few minutes. In the second segment, we go to a segment that's called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. And what I'm going to do each and every week is tell you something that takes a different perspective, a different spin on some of the terminology, some of the discussions, some of the newsworthy points that are out there, and says, maybe if we'd looked at this a little bit differently, you'd understand it better or differently as well. In the third segment, we just kind of, it's an open bag type thing where we just pick a subject. And this subject is going to be your understanding of, does it make sense whether to own stocks or mutual funds, or stock mutual funds, I should say. And there's a lot of opinions back and forth on that. And finally, in our last segment, we reach deep into the mailbag and we pull out a question from a listener. And I love this week's question because it actually comes from a listener who has listened to our show. That's right. It's a person who listens to the show, heard some advice that we gave them on the radio, then got contradictory advice from an attorney that they visited, and they want to check in to see which advice makes sense. So we'll talk about that. Hang tight for that. That comes up later in the show. Like I said, our show starts at 7:30 in the morning. We go until 8:30. We'll take a break a few times along the way. If you would like to learn more about Friedman Financial, we have a website that you can go to visit, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. But most importantly, if you have questions, if you have thoughts, if you have some wonderings that you'd like to get some answers to, I want you to feel free and feel comfortable to go to my website and leave a question there. There's sections where you can actually leave a question, or if it's just easier, go to the phone. Pick up the phone the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone, dial my phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Send me your message, leave the message on the machine. Leave your question, and I promise I will get back to you. We all get back to you. That's the way it works in our office. We want to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. So let's talk about our first smart money tip. The smart money tip this week is, kind of a Las Vegas type definition. Have you ever heard of this term called Monte Carlo analysis? Now, you might say, geez, that sounds kind of sophisticated. Something like probability and statistics class. Monte Carlo analysis is one of these fancy terms that a lot of financial advisors use when trying to give you, as an investor, an understanding of what is the likelihood that you're going to be able to achieve your goal. Now, Monte Carlo analysis, what it does is it's a program. It's a computer program that runs a lot of things that are called iterations, different types of scenarios, different types of possibilities that takes a look at your current situation and say, if we were to back this up historically and run your current portfolio through a variety of different scenarios, what's the likelihood that the outcome that you want would happen? Now, it's kind of nice to use a piece of software like that, which frankly is just a mathematical formula, to give you this measurement to say, okay, let's say, for instance, I'll give you an example of a Monte Carlo analysis. Let's say you have 60% of your money in the stock market, 40% of your money in the bond market, okay? And then as a retiree, you say, I would like to take a distribution, I want to take money out of my account, of 5% every year so that I could have income to support my life. Based upon the historical performance of stocks, based upon the historical performance of bonds, and one's desire to take money out of an account, I want you to run this scenario going back as far as we can in the stock market in all different combinations. And that's what this program does. It does over 1,000 different combinations. Think about it. If you were to line up the performance of stocks and bonds going back to 1929, every year there's a performance number. Every month there's a performance number. Every 6 months there's a performance number. And you take all those performance numbers, throw them in a big box and mix them all up, and you run a variety of different scenarios. There are going to be certain times when you could run out of money, certain times when historically you would have had plenty of extra money. What Monte Carlo analysis does is give you the outcome of the probability of what would happen if the same sets of scenarios would happen in the future. A lot of people like that. I hate it. I think it's the biggest joke in the world, and I think too many financial advisors rely on that mathematical financial formula as a tool for selling you an investment strategy, and I think it's junk. I absolutely think it's junk. I've been saying that since it came out in 1990, since I saw it first in 1992, 1993. Yet more and more financial advisors rely on it as a mathematical technique. Because here's the reality, folks. If you were to say to me, you know, I want to take 5% of my money out of my investment account for the rest of my life, that would be nice if that was really true. But I know, as well as you know, look, I've been doing this for 23 years. Our office sends up more than $750,000 every single month in interest and income checks to clients. Some are $200 a month, some are $12,000 a month, depending upon the account. I know the way people use money in retirement, and nobody sticks with saying, I'm going to take 5% of the value out of my account for the next umpteen years and never take anything more, never take anything less, never add any more money to my account. It just doesn't happen. It's impossible. In fact, the only way that it does happen is what some people use the term in a vacuum. That's the way it happens. It can happen in an index where it's just unmanaged. But in your real life, Monte Carlo analysis is not illustrative of what your real life will look like. And I caution you heavily if you choose to rely on a Monte Carlo analysis that a financial advisor or, frankly, any of the online tools will suggest to you to say, hey, your retirement is within reach or out of reach. Be very, very wary, because there is no way that you're going to continue to hit and take the same amount of money out every single month, every single year for the rest of your life. Just doesn't happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break in a minute. Before we do that, I want to remind you about this newsletter that we put out each and every Friday. It's called Planning Pointers. Planning Pointers features all sorts of individual little pieces and nuggets of financial advice in a language you can understand. We have more than 5,000 people that have subscribed to this newsletter. More and more listeners of North Shore 104.9 sign up for it each and every Friday. What you need to do is go to my website. It's FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You just go there, click on the little radio icon, the little box that says sign up for our newsletter. Wherever you want to go, there's always going to be a box that's going to allow you to sign up for the newsletter. Put in your email address, and that's pretty much all. And you'll be signed up and registered for the newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday. We'll get it to you. You'll love it. It shows up at 10:30 in the morning each and every Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to head off to our next segment that's called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. We're going to take a break. My name is Mark Friedman. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This summer, Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater whips up a twister of a tale and transports you over the rainbow with a magical family production of The Wizard of Oz.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
It's a show that has plenty of heart.
Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart.
And the show that has all of your favorite moments.
Toto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
From the excitement of Munchkinland...
Kingdom, the witch's game, witch or witch.
The Wicked Witch!
...to the Wicked Witch's Castle. It's the Wizard of Oz, live on stage. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to North Shore Music Theater, now through August 4th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Beverly Hospital, a member of Leahy Health, and Boston Children's Hospital.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. We're a small, independent financial planning firm located right here on the North Shore. My father started this firm in 1968, believe it or not, a time when financial planning was something that really was never heard of. But today, it's something that everybody wants a piece of. Everybody knows that managing their financial life for their future is incredibly important. Because, as you well know, the days of pensions, the days of guaranteed income streams, simply don't exist anymore. It's up to you to make smart financial decisions. And being responsible for that all on your own is a very scary proposition. Our team has been doing this, well, I said, since 1968. My father retired in 2007. There are two lead financial planners who are both certified financial planners in my office. One of them is myself. The other is Marion Gilman. We are both partners at the firm, and we see each of our clients as a team. There's not my clients. There's not Marion's clients. We work with you collectively, so you always know that you have a personal voice, a personal face, a personal relationship to get your financial planning work done. But financial planning is something that you can do on your own as well. And in fact, I'm in the process of writing a book. It's a book that's going to be coming out, oh, I would guess about a year from now, I would say. You've all heard of the Idiot's books. You've all heard of the Dummies books. Now, when I ask someone the question, how many people have heard of the Idiot's books or the Dummies books? Everyone says, they shake their head and they say, yeah, we've heard of them. But when I say, all right, please raise your hand if you own an Idiot book or a Dummies book. And very few hands go up. And I find that rather remarkable since millions and millions of these books have been sold. So this giant publisher comes to me earlier this year and he says, Mark, we've got a whole new series of books we want to launch and we want you to be the author of one of them. The theme, rather than the Dummies or the Idiots, is going to be called For the Genius. So think about this. If you could have a book that said Retirement Planning for the Genius, would that be interesting to you? As instead of something that says retirement planning for idiots. I think I might like to hold a book. I would even be comfortable sitting on a plane that said retirement, and we're holding a book on a plane with something that said retirement planning for the genius. I think I'd feel much better about that. Well, I'm in the process of working on that book right now. The final copy of it will be due to the publisher at the end of this year, and you'll see it sometime next year on the bookshelves, in Barnes & Noble, on Amazon, all over the place. But what I'm asking listeners of North Shore 104.9 to do is if you've got some ideas, if you've got questions, if you've got thoughts, if you're really wondering, what would I love to get an honest, straightforward, unbiased answer to as I begin planning my retirement, I'd love for you to drop me a question. Send it my way. I'd love to I'll answer it, of course, directly to you, but I might even include it in the book because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to gather what's on the minds of the public today? What are the questions that are keeping you up at night as you begin thinking about your retirement? Send me your questions. You can go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com, or you can drop me an email. Send it directly to me if you want. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, not a K, Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. All right, let's move on to a segment that I now call Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great and Oz has spoken.
In today's segment, I focused on a story that has been written all over the place, but I'll focus on one that it showed up on CBS Market Watch because it's written by a friend of mine. Perhaps many of you may know him because he's from Swampscott, Massachusetts. His name is Bob Powell. Bob's been writing many of the retirement pieces and is an extraordinarily good journalist about providing advice and guidance and thoughtfulness in the field of retirement planning. He's exceptionally good at it. But he did post something in MarketWatch this past week that just kind of raised my eyes. And what I wanted to use in this Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain is not necessarily Bob's story, but the headline that led into it. It says, the headline of this story says, odds you'll save enough to retire? About 50-50. Now, I thought about that, and I thought to myself, odds you'll save enough to retire about 50-50. Now, when you read that headline, it might make you think that there's a less and less and less chance that you're going to be able to retire. But it doesn't say. What I always find is interesting is headlines don't necessarily say, there's a better than 50% chance you'll retire without a problem. Now, that's not going to sell a newspaper. That's not going to sell a headline. That's not going to get your attention. And we see stories like that appearing all the time. In fact, there was a story that came out this week that said, the longer you work, the greater the likelihood is that you won't suffer from dementia. Now, did I need a headline like that? Isn't it rather obvious that the more you use your brain on a regular basis, the likelihood that you won't get bored, won't think about stuff, and I mean, you'll think about more stuff, and you won't get dementia. I think that's rather obvious. There's other stories that say, that tell the story that says, you know, 70% of people are unaware of whether they can retire or not. However, they don't report the fact that says that more than 60% of people that use financial advisors feel strongly likely that they'll be able to retire. They don't tell the positive stories. Newspapers are designed to sell stuff. Televisions are designed to sell stuff. The internet is designed to sell stuff. And headlines work. But headlines work when they're provocative. Headlines work when they want, when they create emotion inside of you. You know, when you buy, when you go to buy a gallon of milk, and it says this gallon of milk is 99% fat free. What if you were able to go to buy the bottle of milk and instead it said, this gallon of milk is 1% fat? Would you think differently about it? Or just all these different types, just try to think to yourself, let's turn around what's being told to me. Because I will tell you, I am not a big fan of market research. You know, the big corporations need market research to help them sell stuff. They find one statistic in an entire market research study that says this statistic would really weigh in our favor. And then when you look at the details of the market research study, you realize that this is one piece of an overall plan which could be interpreted a thousand different ways. It could also be interpreted differently if another group of people were asked the question. Because a lot of market research that you hear, when you hear that, you know, the unemployment rate, for instance, is at 7.5%. So I bet you're thinking here in Massachusetts, oh, my God, 7.5% unemployment, that's terrible. Well, what you don't hear is the fact that 7.5% is not the unemployment rate here in Massachusetts. In fact, it's much less than that. What you don't hear is the fact that if you have a college education, unemployment is at 2.5%. It's a lot. There's all sorts of statistics. All you hear about is the bad stuff. All you hear is the stuff that really stings. So a couple weeks ago, I got a call from CNBC. They wanted me to be interviewed on television. I get these all the time. And they wanted me to talk about where I thought the direction of the market was going to go. And I said, okay. I said, but you may not like my answer. And they said, well, why not? I said, because my answer is, I don't care. And they said, well, what do you mean you don't care? I said, I really don't care about the direction of the market today, tomorrow, or next week. 5 years from now, I feel very confident that it's going to be higher. They said, would you like to give us a prediction of how high you think the market will be 5 years from now? I said, no, because I have no idea where it's going to be. Neither do you. And so they told me that, I'm sorry, Mark, we can't use you on CNBC. Instead, that person that called me up to do the story ended up finding two other people to do that story, and it was one of these split-screen things that you see on CNBC. One person suggested that the market was going to hit 25,000 by the end of the year. The Dow. The Dow's right now at around 14, 15,000. And he thought it was going to hit 25,000. That's pretty provocative. That's pretty interesting. The other person, 4,000. Now, that's what they want on CNBC. They want these guys to battle it out face-to-face, split-screen to split-screen, to really get the message going. What the last thing they want to hear is some guy that says, oh, I really don't care where the market's going. But that's true. If you're doing planning for your retirement, if you're doing long-term planning, what the market does today, next week, a month from now, 6 months from now, does not matter, especially if you've already got your money invested. Now, if all of your money's sitting in cash and you're trying to figure out, when should I get in? Well, that's a whole other story. Are you going to wait for the market to drop back? Are you going to wait for it to go up? Or if you really think the market will be higher 5 years from now, does waiting 3 weeks, 6 months, or whatever matter? I don't think so. What you need is a good strategy. What you need is a good plan. What you need is a good thoughtful approach that ties in your investments to everything else in your financial planning life. But unfortunately, we get so hooked up on headlines and sound bites that we lose sight of what's rational. You see, sound bites and headlines are all about getting you scared, about pulling at your emotions. And in financial planning, certainly at Friedman Financial, and most good financial advisors are going to tell you that it's the rational approach. Imagine this for a minute. If you were on a boat and you wanted to feel good, the seas started to get a little rocky, and the seas were starting to feel a little rocky, where would the captain tell you to look? He's going to tell you to look out to the horizon. He's not going to let you look at the chop in the sea, right? But what ends up happening is just like in the stock market, we end up looking at the chop in the sea that happens every day, every week, every hour, every month. You see, the market was up today. What was the market doing yesterday? It was down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And you'll drive yourself crazy. You will absolutely drive yourself crazy. In fact, one of the stories that I feature in this book that we're going to be doing called Retirement Planning for the Genius talks about a client that we saw back in 1994. It was early on in my career, and he came to us and he said, Mark, he says, I've been working with 5 different stockbrokers over the past several years, and my goal is to have $1 million by the time I turn 60. And I said, well, that's interesting. And he said to me, I need you to help me. I said, well, why do you need me to help you if you have 5 stockbrokers? He says, well, here's the problem. I've had 3 heart attacks over the past 2.5 years. And my doctor has told me that I need to find a financial advisor that will smooth out the choppiness in my ride. It turns out this guy was a highly aggressive stock trader. He liked the action. He liked buying. He liked selling. He liked making all sorts of moves, calling his broker. And I said, well, wait a second. Let's just be clear here. That's not what we're going to do here. We're first going to talk about what your goal is for your retirement. We're going to talk about the big picture. And if anything, I'm getting you all out of the stocks and putting you into mutual funds. Hint, hint, that's coming up in the next segment. But for the difference between stocks and mutual funds. But at any rate, so we made this change. He says, I want you to do it. Well, though I could see he was reluctant, but his wife was salivating at the idea that he was not going to be in touch with these stockbrokers anymore, wasn't going to be trading actively. So he says, Mark, my goal is to have $1 million by age 60. Well, turns out we were heading into the dot-com boom, and all of a sudden, his portfolio hit $1 million prior to his 60th birthday. And so I call him up, and I said, Bill, congratulations, you hit the $1 million threshold. He says, well, let's try to make it $2 million by 60. And I was infuriated. I was like, look, we're trying to build a plan for you. And it was all about a bigger number and a bigger number and a bigger number and having the action and participating. So long story short, it's already been a long story, I know. Long story short is Bill decides, you know what, since I'm not willing to play this game, play the trading game, Bill wants to move his accounts back to the 5 stockbrokers he was with. Now, you need to know that over the 4 years that we were working on this with Bill, he never had a heart attack. His health slowed down. Things were better. But it was killing him inside not to do the trading because the markets were doing so well. So what does he do? He moves his accounts back to the 5 stockbrokers. I don't hear from Bill for 4 or 5 years. 2004 comes along, and his wife, Lenora, calls our office. And she says, Bill's suffered a major heart attack. And his health is not good. The doctors actually don't give him much time. And we want to move our accounts back to you. And reluctantly, we didn't take it because we didn't know what was going to happen. Bill passed away. And a year later, Lenora asked again, and we moved the accounts at that point. But the bottom line is that all of this activity, all of this trading, all of this activity, all of the noise that you hear in the market can do some emotional and medical harm to you if you allow it to get to you. Our approach is methodical. Our approach is tempered. Our approach is strategic, as should yours be. It should be aligned with a plan. It should not be buying into the headlines, the gossip, the comments from Kramer, whatever it might be. You gotta be careful. We're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about my thoughts around owning individual stocks rather than owning mutual funds. We're going to take a break. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents, Friedman Financial, on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This summer, Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater whips up a twister of a tale and transports you over the rainbow with a magical family production of The Wizard of Oz. From the excitement of Munchkinland to the Wicked Witch's Castle, it's The Wizard of Oz, live on stage. The Yellow Brick Road to North Shore Music Theater now through August 4th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Beverly Hospital, a member of Leahy Health and Boston Children's Hospital.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life, too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is top of the hour. 8 o'clock. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. I was telling folks earlier that were listening, if you're just joining us, that I went and saw The Wizard of Oz at the North Shore Music Theater. You're going to love this show. If you don't have tickets yet, go and get them. If you already have tickets, prepare yourself for a wonderful, fun evening. You know who's even in the show? David Coffey. If you've seen Christmas Carol, David Coffey has played Mr. Scrooge or Uncle Scrooge, whatever you want to call him. He's played Mr. Scrooge forever at the North Shore Music Theater. He is now the great and powerful Oz. So when Oz is spoken, you know, the great and powerful Oz is spoken. We talk about the great and powerful Oz. We just talked about that. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Hey, if you happen to hear that clip, remember, I'm just realizing that as we're sitting here. Wow, that's from The Wizard of Oz. The great and powerful Oz has spoken. Well, I'm just going to think about that. Oh, no, forget it. I got to move on. It is Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. It's early. If I'm driving you crazy, that's okay. But I'm here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. I can't thank all of you for the responses, the emails, the calls, the responses, just people that I run into in the supermarket or whatever saying, hey, we love listening to the show. I'm glad you like it. If you have questions, if you have stuff that you want me to answer or talk about on the radio, please, please, please send them to my office. You can do it a number of ways. I'm going to give you a few different options on how you can send your questions or how you can sign up for our free newsletter that comes out every Friday. Number one way is to go, of course, to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Another way to do it is to call the office, the old-fashioned way. Pick up the old telephone and give us a call. Phone number 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you have a question, if you have a thought, if you have something that you want us to be talking about on this radio show, or even you want me to just answer a question for you and you want me to respond, I'm happy to do it. The other way, send me an email. Just send it directly to me. Here's my email address, personal private email address, Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. Well, over in the early part of the show today, we talked about our smart money tip of the week. I talked a little bit about this term called Monte Carlo analysis. I explained how it worked. I explained how financial advisors use it. And I also explained that I think it's ridiculous. I don't think it is as good of a tool as everybody comes out to make it to be. All it is a financial analysis and not something that is all that reflective of what your real life is going to be. So I caution you to be very wary of that. Second thing in our second segment that's called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. David Coffey would have done a much better job at that because he's playing Oz at the North Shore Music Theater. So that segment comes in. And during that segment, we pulled back the curtain a little bit. I told you about the importance of beginning to understand how media is using emotion to get you to act, how they're using scare tactics, how they're throwing out varieties of statistics that come from market research that are seeking action from you, but they're not necessarily telling the whole story. And you as a consumer, you as an individual, you need to take the obligation to question everything. You know, as a kid, we were brought up to just kind of respect what our elders told us, to respond appropriately, to listen intently, and just take it for granted that what mom or dad or some adult told us was accurate. And what I've learned, and I think what we've all learned as we've gotten older, is that many things, in fact, most things that we hear are simply someone's perspective, simply someone's opinion. In fact, 99% of the time, most of the stuff we hear is not always fact. It is an opinion. It could be educated. It could be an educated fact for that matter, but it may not be as complete as you might want it to be. There could be some other stuff that needs to be asked to better understand it. So I encourage you to do that. But in this segment, one of the things that people ask us about is whether they should be owning individual stocks or mutual funds. Well, if you've been listening to the show since we started earlier this year, you'll know that I am not a big fan of individual stocks. And here's a reason why. Think about it. Well, let's start with this. What is a stock? A stock is simply ownership in a company. When you're an owner in a company, you become a shareholder. And you've heard about people that buy 100 shares of, say, Coca-Cola or IBM or whatever it might be. Well, when you buy that 100 shares of Coca-Cola, you're actually an owner in Coca-Cola. Yes, you are. Now, there may be a million shareholders. There may be 10 million shares outstanding. But you are a shareholder, and your decision matters. And here's the truth. The board of directors has an obligation to place the collective interests of the shareholders first, because it's their job to make money for the shareholders. And a board of directors can do a lot of different things. They can do a lot of things that may upset individuals. They can lay off an entire division of the company, and that means people lose their jobs. And those people that lose their jobs might not be happy about it. But if you're an individual investor and Coca-Cola's share price goes up because those people lost their jobs, did Coca-Cola operate in the interest of their shareholders? Perhaps they did. Now, you may or may not like that, but the thing is, stocks can move up and down for a variety of reasons. Look, you can go ahead and, let's say, for instance, you went to the store right now, picked up a can of Pepsi, popped open the can of Pepsi, you drank it, and you got very ill. And you got so ill that you were rushed to the hospital. And when you got to the hospital, you died. No, I'm not counting on that happening. But what would happen if the news, and they would pick that up, that someone opened up a can of Pepsi, drank it, and they died. What do you think that would do to Pepsi sales for the next couple of weeks? Probably hurt them. What do you think? Do you think people would be worried about cracking open a can of Pepsi? Of course they would. What do you think would happen to Pepsi's stock if that happened? It would probably go down. That's a risk. Not a risk. I mean, Pepsi's a good company. Take another great example is think about Michael Jordan. Now, I can use this example for you, but when I go into the eighth grade classes and say, guys, I want to use Michael Jordan as an example, they'll go, who the heck is Michael Jordan? I can't believe that, but it's true. So we all know who Michael Jordan is. He played for the Chicago Bulls, but and Michael Jordan was a famous spokesperson for Nike. And Nike sneakers, Air Jordans, was sold like crazy for years. And then one day Michael Jordan walks into the press room and announces his retirement. And what happens to Nike stock that day? It goes down because the prospects of the sale of Air Jordans is going down because Michael Jordan isn't going to fly anymore. He's not flying to the hoop anymore. Now, were you planning on that when you made an investment in Nike? No. Did you know that was coming? No. But there's a lot of things that larger investors do know about individual stocks that you as a smaller investor don't know. And larger investors get access to information a lot more quickly than you and I can. And in that, thinking about that from that perspective, you and I run a risk of owning individual stocks because we can't be nearly as nimble as some of the biggest and the best institutional investors can be. And so that's why some people choose to buy mutual funds instead. Now, I want you to think about a mutual fund for a minute. A mutual fund has four primary things that you want in an investment strategy. Number one is ongoing professional management. When you go to buy a stock, how often are you looking at what's going on in the internal structure of the company of the stock you bought? Let's say you bought Google. Like, you might have heard on the news, Google, good company. Or maybe you heard Apple. Hey, I heard Apple's a good company. Or, hey, I heard BlackBerry's going to die. Maybe I want to sell against it. But you don't know what's going on inside the company. You don't go and visit there every day. Professional money managers do. The guys that work at Fidelity, the guys that work at Putnam and Columbia and MFS and Eaton Vance and all these great financial institutions here in Boston and those all around this country, they hire professional money managers that their sole job 24/7 is to go and investigate companies, meet the management, know the higher-ups, know and watch how the products are developed, take a look at what the new products are going to be that are coming out. They truly know what's going on. They know about the potential future of a company. You and I have no idea. You and I get 900th version information. It's a very long telephone chain. We don't get the full information. So in a mutual fund, number one, you get professional money management. Number two, you get diversification. Think about that. If the person that died after drinking that cup of Pepsi or that can of Pepsi passed away and all of Pepsi's stock went down, what do you think the chances are that Coca-Cola is also owned in that same mutual fund portfolio? The portfolio manager probably bought Coke and Pepsi so he could hedge his bet. So if Pepsi went down that day, I'll bet you Coke went up. And so you didn't lose as much as you would if you just owned the individual stock. All right, so we've got mutual funds, and we said there were going to be four reasons as to why you should own a mutual fund that a stock doesn't give you. Number one, as we said, there was professional money management. Number two, diversification. Look, when you buy a mutual fund, did you know that a mutual fund at a minimum has 20 stocks in it? Generally, a mutual fund will have upwards of hundreds of stocks. Now, they all have to follow a similar objective, but it's diversification. It's lots of different stocks. Here's a third reason that you might like to have a mutual fund. It's called daily liquidity. You have access to that money all the time. Let's say, for instance, Cisco stock or let's use Microsoft because that's a company everybody knows. Let's say all of a sudden Microsoft came out and said, we're going to have an announcement later on at 4:00 today. And we're not going to tell anybody what it's all about, but hang tight. It's going to be a big announcement. Well, the stock market, what they can do is they can halt trading in Microsoft stock until after the announcement. So you might want to get out because maybe you've heard that there's bad news coming. Maybe you're worried about the stock going down rather dramatically. If you own a mutual fund, your mutual fund is priced one time every day at the end of every day, and that's it. Doesn't matter what stocks are halted, whether they're halted or not, you're getting a collective price that you can get out of every single day. You don't have to worry about having your hands tied and not being able to get out of that stock. So that's reason number three. Another reason to own it is we all have access to equal information. Look, if you want to put in $100 and the pension fund at the Hamilton Wenham Public Schools wants to put in $1 million, we both have the same access to the same information. We both buy it at the same price. We both have access to equal participation. Everybody plays by the same rules. I like that. I like that. I like the idea that there's professional money management. I love the fact that there's diversification. I love the fact that there's liquidity. I love the fact that everybody plays by the same rules. I love the fact that there's a dividend payment if you want it, and it's easily accessible. I just love that it's more appropriate, and you can have access to more and more asset classes and more diversification by owning mutual funds rather than stocks. Now, some will say, well, what about the fees? Yes, there is a fee attached to owning mutual funds. But so, too, is there a commission generally attached to buying a stock? No, the stock, you are absolutely right. If you bought a stock and held on to it, the commission may be less. But the ride, both up and down, can be exceptionally volatile. The volatility will be so much more tempered in owning mutual funds because of a lot of reasons, but mostly the diversification, the flexibility, the professional money management, the liquidity, and more. You really need to think about it. I think owning stocks, it's something that people have a huge challenge on actually selling stocks when it comes time to make a decision to get cash. In mutual funds, it just seems to be a lot easier, a lot smarter. All right. I've talked a little bit about stocks, talked about mutual funds. We're going to take a final break here. We're going to go into our mailbag segment when I get back. I just want to remind you, if you'd like our free newsletter that comes out each and every Friday, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out at 10:30. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to be back in just a minute. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This summer, Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater whips up a twister of a tale and transports you over the rainbow with a magical family production of The Wizard of Oz. From the excitement of Munchkinland to the Wicked Witch's Castle, it's The Wizard of Oz, live on stage. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to North Shore Music Theater now through August 4th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Beverly Hospital, a member of Leahy Health and Boston Children's Hospital.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Show me the money!
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you got lots of things planned for yourselves. It has been a hot week, hasn't it? I sure hope if you have air conditioning that you're using it. And if you don't have air conditioning, I hope you can find a place to stay cool, find the beach, find the pool, find some place to stay cool, or just stick your head in the freezer. Do whatever's necessary. It is hot out there. All right. We've been talking about a lot of stuff as it relates to money because money is something that drives everybody's lives. Whether you have a little bit of it, a lot of it. Well, what is a little bit of a lot and a lot of it? Everybody has a different opinion to that answer to that question. When someone says, I make a lot of money, what is a lot of money? When someone says, I have a lot of money, what is a lot of money? Everybody's answer to that question is different. And I will tell you, as someone that's been doing financial planning for more than 23 years, there is no right answer to that question. The right answer is, what is the amount of money to support the lifestyle you've grown accustomed to that makes you happy, that allows you to be with your family, to allow you to live the life that you've grown accustomed to, and to just enjoy everything and enjoy the quality of life? If you have all that, the amount of money is only the amount of money that you need to be able to do those things. For some, it's not that much. For some, it's more than you'd possibly imagine. Look, we have some clients, in fact, in our office, some that are very happy living off of $2,000 a month in retirement, and others that couldn't imagine spending less than $20,000. Is one right or wrong? It's totally up to them. That's not our job to judge. It's our job to guide you, to help you make smart financial decisions and give you advice in a language you can understand. This final segment that we're in today is what's called our mailbag, where we dig deep into the mailbag and pull out a question. But before we go to the mailbag, I want to tell you about a special event, a preview to a special event we've got coming up in, believe it or not, September. I know it's hard to believe that Labor Day is only about 6 or 7 weeks away, believe it or not. We're almost halfway through the summer. But Labor Day weekend, it's actually September 8th. We're going to be doing this Sunday morning from 9 to 12. We are going to host our second annual shredding event. Now think about this. Everybody says to themselves, how long do I need to keep my investment statements? How long do I need to keep my tax returns, my electric bill? I don't understand why people keep years worth of electric bills or why they keep years worth of telephone bills. You don't need to. And frankly, every bill that you get today can be picked up on the internet anyways. Yet, nevertheless, we have all become pack rats and we have saved enormous amounts of paper and just stored them in our houses and let them accumulate. Well, we are going to have a giant truck in the parking lot of our office on Sunday, September 8th. It'll be a shredding event. We'll be serving breakfast. We'll have entertainment. We'll have lots of fun and games from 9 to 12. And you can come down at no cost whatsoever. I'm paying the 100% of the shredding cost. You come down and just dump it in the truck. It's that simple. So what happened last year, people would come. We line the cars up. They actually pull right up to the truck. This guy comes around with a giant garbage can, unloads your car for you, puts it into the barrel. Then he takes the barrel, brings it over to the truck, and you can stand in front of a television monitor next to the truck and watch if you're really this paranoid, watch the barrel lift it up into the truck. The paper comes out, dumps out. You see it shove into a little shredding machine, goes into a million zillion pieces, and then you pull your car off and you're happy. You've just shredded it. And we'll do tons and tons of paper that day. I'm inviting every listener of North Shore 104.9 to come and join us. I don't care how many people show up. I don't care how many tons of paper we do. This is on me. We're on Friedman Financial, I should say. We want to help the environment. We want to help you. We want to help you clean out your place. So take the summer. Do some organization. Do some of that summer cleaning. Get it ready for September 8th. And we will tell you more about the shredding event as it gets closer. All right. It's now time for Mailbag. It's mail time.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail time. The mail's here.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a file.
Look, we've got mail.
It's the email. The email. What? The email.
I told you that this week we got a question from somebody that had been listening to the show a few months ago and took our advice, but then ran into an attorney who gave them conflicting advice. And so they're asking us this question. So let's think carefully about this. This is from Tony in Gloucester. Tony says to us, my lawyer is encouraging me to set up a trust to avoid probate. Most of my assets are in an IRA account, and my personal assets, by your recommendation, are set up as a TOD. Now, TOD stands for transfer on death. Am I getting good advice from my lawyer? Now, Tony, I don't know your whole situation. Let me start there. And so let me just go by, based on exclusively on what you asked me here. You told me that most of your assets are in an IRA account. If your assets are in an IRA or some type of retirement account, that means that you have what's called a beneficiary designation on your retirement account. So that means that if you die, or when you die, we're all going to die, when you die, the money goes directly to the person that's listed as beneficiary. Now, we told you, when we talked about this probate discussion, probate only comes into play when you have an asset that doesn't have a beneficiary named on it. What, the second thing that you told me you did was you took your personal assets, the money that was in your name, and you added what's called a transfer on death. Now, the transfer on death is a probate avoidance technique. What you've done is you've basically said that when you die, transfer on death this money to the person you've designated. Now, your personal assets, Tony, had they not had this transfer on death designation, may have been subject to probate. And on the advice of the attorney, setting up a trust might have made the most sense. But if all of your assets are either in an IRA where there's a beneficiary named, in a personal assets, like you've said, that have a transfer on death named on it, you need not set up a trust. And if you were encouraged to do that by the attorney still, you'd be paying an unnecessary fee and getting some bad advice, I think. Now, I say I think because remember, Tony, I don't know the whole situation. I only know what you've told me here in this letter, so I want to be very careful here. Setting up trusts to avoid probate can be a very smart strategy if it's appropriate for you. I'm not saying the trusts are bad at all. Please don't quote me as saying that. But trusts are useful in the right places. I do, however, think that trusts, in many cases, are way oversold. So that's my answer to you this week, Tony. At the end of each month, we take all of these questions. We offer a $50 American Express gift certificate. So send in your questions. If you've got a question that you'd like me to answer on the air, please do so. Phone number at my office, 978-531-8108. Send us your question or just go to the website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You go there, you can sign up for my newsletter, but you can also send me just a question that we might use on the air. If we select your question out of the best questions of the month, you could win a $50 American Express gift card. All right, we're coming up to the tail end of this this Sunday. We've got lots more in store in the weeks to come. I want to be able to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. There's so many people that are so intimidated to reach out to a financial advisor because they might think, oh, this is too expensive. This is out of the scope of the understanding that I, the money that I can afford to pay, or out of the scope of a language that I'd understand. I want to try to help you break down those bridges. I want to try to give you the advice so that you can be smart about your money. We're all responsible for our own financial future. I want to be there to help you. I'm going to be here each and every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30. The show's called Dollars and Cents. Let your friends know. Tell everybody you know. Keep the station held right here on this, on 104.9, because we got Red Sox. We've got good time favorites. We've got lots of other things. And I think following me is Dana Hersey. So hang tight. Remember Dana Hersey from the movie Loft? Dana Hersey's coming up next. We'll see you next Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.